Hello.
Hi, this is John.
Yes.
Hi, John. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for calling me back.
No problem at all. All right, so John, I have studied your case. I see that there are a few concerns from your end. So would you like me to go first regarding my findings, or would you like to go first regarding the concerns?
No, go ahead from your finding.
Okay, all right. Okay, so as far as I can tell, you signed up with us for a package that is called Elite Publication Package, and you paid $3,000 to us for that package. Initially, when we asked you about the editing, you told us, you gave us the clear picture that there are no major edits involved. You feel that the manuscript is almost ready, just some minor editing will be required. So we did not proceed with the evaluation report or structural or developmental editing. Midway, since you requested for a review, like an editorial report, we provided that to you again, and then we moved forward with the developmental editing as per the evaluation report. Furthermore, you mentioned to us regarding the book cover. Book cover is a complimentary service in your package, right? But when we had a discussion with you, you let us know that you already have a book cover, or you will probably be working on that on your own. So you did not require any services on the book cover. Right now, the major issue that we are facing is on the ISBN and the copyright bundle. That is the current discussion that you're having with Rachel. Initially, the amount was quoted to you for $2,000, which is a standard quotation that we provide to our customers since it's a third-party service. It's not a service that we originally provide, not an in-house service, in other words. So we have our channel established, and that's the reason why it's an expensive service if you take it from us. If you do it yourself, obviously you can have it catered in a much lesser price. Considering all of that, the final offer that was given to you by Rachel was $1,100 if we are to cater to that, which includes the copyrights, three ISBNs along with barcodes and imprints, and the LCCN. So this is what I have so far. So please enlighten me regarding the concerns that you have.
Okay, so the first concern was, and we had an issue. I wanted to cancel the contract because Rachel was saying that I could not use the logo, so the imprint, so the Penguin Book Writers, and I said, well, what do you mean? That is why I went with you guys. You're a publishing company. Well, I'm supposed to make my logo. I'm supposed to design. So we had quite of an argument, and eventually she said, okay, well, that'd be fine. So we're going to use the logo. So we went forward, and and the edit went fine. No complaint there. But just now that we finished, and well, the complaint was it took a long time. From December, I mean, 3 months for a line edit. It was a lot of. I was a little bit stressed from the lengthy process. Let's put it this way. But
Regarding
anyway,
the timeline.
now we are done. We move forward, and she said, "Oh well, now there is additional, the ISBN, copyright, Library of Congress, blah blah." Well, the thing is that. This is not my first rodeo. I've been published by indie companies like yours. I've been published by legitimate, I mean, when I say the true publisher, I had 9 books published all throughout. So I know what it takes to get an ISBN, to register a Library of Congress, and so forth. I know the amount of time and the cost. And I also know, for example, that copyright, we don't need to pay the copyright office the $45 registration, registration because, according to the law in the US, in the world, once you create something, it's copyrighted as it is. So we were arguing, and I said, okay, 2000, now should go down 17 and then down to 11. It was the same with the press release. Somehow, I figured out with Stringfellow, they're going to promote the book. We're going to promote the book for 6 months. We're going to do pre-order. Oh, by the time it's the end of December, we will already get your book already on the radar all over. Okay, so then now they're telling me, well, we don't do the you have to pay another $3,000 for press release. You have to pay how can you have a book, for example, published like we finished this, now the line editing, and the next step is to go with the creation. In the package it says distribution, royalty setup, ebook creation and distribution, paperback distribution. How could you make a distribution without an ISBN number? Or it says publishing, imprint creation. So what is a book if it's not, if it doesn't have an imprint? There's no publisher, there's no logo, there is no company. Mm-hmm. Who published it? And of course nobody will get it. So mm-hmm. I was totally misled in a way, because for me, I have a cover, yeah, we did the line editing. It's ready now to go forward with it. And mm-hmm. and I have to incur all those expenses, which first of all is not in my budget. But mm-hmm. I was never told, there was never an exclusion in the contract that said, oh, by the way, in this contract, we're going to do your book, we're going to promote it, we're going to do this, it's going to be on Barnes and Nobles, and in this mm-hmm. and that. And then mm-hmm. the next thing you know, oh, but now we cannot do it. You have to pay us more for mm-hmm. an ISBN. You have to pay us more for this. Well, all this was never, ever stipulated, and it made me very, very angry.
Gotcha.
So, anyway.
Okay. Thank you so much for providing me a detailed account of your side of the story as well. John, to be very honest, I would like to apologize. We didn't mean for this process to be so complicated for you. Obviously, you're writing a book and publishing it. You need all the guidance that you can get. I'm going to address one pointer at a time, okay? Let's begin uh-huh. with the fact that nobody told you about the ISBN and copyrights in the beginning, okay? See, what happens is that since it's a when you're talking about copyrights, ISBN, this is all the legal documentation that is to be done from the author with the government. Because understand something, that the copyrights that are being filed, this is the intellectual property copyright that is going to be filed from your end, from the author's end, in the eyes of the government with the Washington Registry. All right, that is where your copyrights will be officially documented. So it's a legal documentation. Just like how when you're buying a property or when you're buying a car, you have
But I've done it before. I've done those things. I registered copyright and I registered library of
That is wonderful.
I've done it. I self-published 3 of the 9 books. Mm-hmm. So I went through all that process. It is now. I was very busy. I was mm-hmm. looking online different options, even Amazon, at mm-hmm. a $799 mm-hmm. package to get mm-hmm. my book out there on a Kindle and paperback. So why did I go with you? My main reason was mm-hmm. that I like the pen logo, and I like the fact that it's, oh, for 6 months you're going to promote it, it's going to be out there, and I don't have to worry. I don't have to mm-hmm. do the form for the Library of Congress to mm-hmm. get my ISBN number. I even have a guy in New York. I also publish magazines. So
okay,
I get an ISBN number for every issue, monthly magazine,
so that
it can be sold
I'm interrupting. Yeah, I'm so sorry I'm interrupting. Now, since you've mentioned that you know about these things, so you do understand that, see, when they come to us, the authors that are seeking for any kind of assistance or consultation on any kind of book publication, editing, any services related to the book, 80% of them, they know the process, and they come with us with their ISBNs and the copyright documentation, all of that filed. Now, since this is not an in-house service, we do not officially or originally offer this proactively to the customers because it's a premium service. If you look at the amount as well, it is like multiplied by 2 or multiplied by 3 as opposed to the actual amount. Now, there is a reason behind that, because we have an inside man in the office and we get our orders processed expedited. They especially take care of that. So hence, there's an expediting fee that is included in the service. There are a lot of people who do not understand the process, but you understanding the process, and a lot of people like you, what they do is that they file all of these things before they come to us. That's the reason why we do not proactively pitch this to the client. Hence, it was not included in your package. Now, let me look at the package as well. You are talking about the imprint creation. That is the logo situation, the logo scenario that happened with you and Rachel, where you asked for a logo due to the policies being changed. You had like multiple debatable arguments with Rachel. Eventually, she got the permission and she allowed that. So when you read the pointer in your package where it says publishing imprint creation, that is the imprint creation that we are referring to, and we will definitely cater to that, all right? Bottom line, John, if you are well aware of these services and if this is coming out as really expensive to you from our end, obviously it is expensive. I'm not going to deny. I will accept the fact that it is a premium service and we sell it at least multiplied by two because we have to cater to the amount that we are paying to this inside man to have the orders expedited. Now, we tell this to our customers proactively because if you Google these kind of services online, you're going to find a much cheaper price. If you have any means to do that, why aren't you doing that yourself? You don't have to pay us the amount.
It was just, it's like a one-time shop. You know, it looks and it with the description on the contract and talking with which, by the way, I kept all the chat that I had with Ailey Strangefellow. And of course, I had the contract, but there is a lot of things that are really left that are misleading all the way through.
Okay,
and that's where I apologize. So then let me ask you then. So why don't we just then cancel the contract and refund me my money because I'm dissatisfied going forward, and then I'll go with somebody else and I'll get my SBN and my thing, and I'll do it on my own. I mean, at the end, there's plenty of other places that can do it. Like I said, for me, I like the fact that I thought she was even, Stringfellow was describing how much money I would make within 6 months of constantly you guys doing, promoting the book and this and so many places and all, you know, and that's what I need, you know, basically. So I'm very disappointed about that. And so going forward, let's look at the refund and go from there. Because for me, even if you tell me, three imprints, three ISBN, three barcodes, only $900. You know, I don't need the $600 copyrights. Period. And then registration filing costs. I mean, that's what you get. You know, I mean, I just don't have the money in the budget. I'm not going to continue. I thought I had a deal for $3,000, which is, I went online and I saw also some people complained online about, Penguin Book Writers. Some woman was saying she just wanted a cover printed for $399 and she was never happy with the cover, you know. I mean, but it's here and there. Maybe I've been taken by you guys and it's my naive way of looking at things and disappointed with myself about that. But, you know, so for me, the only way I'll go forward now is you don't charge me. We just go forward and let's get that ball rolling. You know, I mean, you're going to make money because you're going to also get money on printing the book, I guess, when you do the print on demand. I mean, you know, anyway, I just, it's been very disappointing.
I got you. Okay, John, I hear you, what you're saying. I understand there was a lot of back and forth, but obviously you were working with us for the very first time. You weren't aware of the procedures and what kind of process that we follow. So obviously there was a lot of back and forth on which I agree with you that it was a hassle or inconvenient for you. By the way, it's a plus point that you have. You are working with Rachel. She is the best agent that we have here. She has worked on multiple bestsellers as well. The fact that you being one of our clients and being disappointed, that is not sitting well with me as well, to be very honest. Okay. Bottom line, John, I understand what you're proposing, but if we look at the services that are pending in your package, the book is ready and finalized. They are like just minor revisions that we need to do, and that is pretty much it. The two services that are pending, one of them is the promoted publication for 6 months. That's an ongoing thing which will be done after the publication, and the publication on the mentioned platforms. They are like 3 to 4 platforms in your package, which is part of your package where we'll be releasing your book. Looking at this entire situation, John, there are two ways in which we can move forward. I understand you want a refund, but I don't think that your project at this point of time is at the stage where a refund would be a feasible option for you, because if you move forward with a refund, it's going to be a partial amount. The finance team is going to be deducting service charges for the services that we have rendered for you already. So I was saying, rather than moving forward with a refund, instead of doing that, how about I provide you the ISBN numbers free of cost, cater to the publication, and close the project? Don't you think that would be done much more quicker?
So what exactly are you saying? I'm saying that I'm providing you,
looking at your dissatisfaction and the inconvenience that was caused, I'm providing you the ISBN numbers along with the barcodes and imprints, 3 ISBN numbers, free of cost, because that is like the most basic thing that is required for us to cater to the publication. Once we do that, we'll cover the publication and the promoted marketing that we were supposed to do for you on Amazon and the mentioned platforms. We will put in the algorithm for that, and the project will be marked completed. So instead of you investing an additional amount or taking care of the ISBN yourself, due to this miscommunication, I'm willing to provide you the ISBN numbers free of cost, no additional dollar, and just wrap up the project.
Okay, well, let's do it then. Let's do it. And I still need to get. So far, we still have the Word file. I still have not seen the, you know, the layout of the book or the Kindle.
Right now, we are at the really beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will get to see the final formatted file of the manuscript. So that is still pending. As I said, that there are minor revisions that are in progress. Once that is done, you will be shared a final file in order for a final approval. Once you approve that, we will move forward. So it is sorted then, John. Let me put a timeline on that as well. I'm going to have this done for you as soon as possible, okay? So let's go ahead and cater to that and close the project once and for all, okay? You do not need to worry about that. We'll cater to that. If you do not have the budget, if there was any kind of miscommunication, obviously it was from both ends, right? So I accept that, and I'm providing this to you as a compensation. Let's wrap this up and call it a day, okay?
Okay, so then there was another thing that I never got is a timeline. Just for me to get ideas of, you know, it's not like I want the book published tomorrow, but yeah, I'd just like to know a publication with a timeline.
So that would
be great if you can do that also for me.
Of course, I will be doing that. John, can I place you on a brief hold? Let me see if I can provide that answer to you right now.
Okay.
Thank you very much for being on the line, John. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I just had a word with Rachel. She told me that there's just one last round of revision that is pending from the team's end, and then we will be ready with the final files. So considering that we will be publishing your book on 4 to 5 platforms, according to the different criteria, your publication will be done within 1 month from now. It could be done in 2 weeks, it could be done in 3 weeks, but maximum it's going to take 4 weeks, no later than that. If it does, you ask for me and you take a refund, okay? So we'll sort this out as soon as possible. Sounds good?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right then, let's pull this.
So, let's pull this and then Like I said, with Stringfellow, I wanted, like, when it shows up on Amazon that it says Penguin, Penguin Book Rider, or whatever, you know. And, yeah, and so let's go with it. And
okay, perfect.
If you need anything from me, because I have an author page already set on Amazon, so I can add that book, you know, description, everything.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll be doing it from your existing account, because obviously we don't want this book to be, you know, all separate. You already have the existing book, so we want that to be added to your portfolio as well, obviously. So Rachel will be working that out for you. Furthermore, John, I apologize for any kind of miscommitment or miscommunication that happened. See, John, you're working with a group of people, right? Not computers or not AI or not superhumans here. So, you know, there is a slack or a margin that there can be some back and forth in terms of communication. So I truly apologize for anything like that. We want this project to be closed on a good note. And I feel, right now, I feel that we are capable of delivering that to you, okay? So without any inconvenience or hassle, let's pull this off and call it a day, okay?
Okay, super.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time once again, John. And thank you for the cooperation and patience that you've showed.
Okay, thank you very much, Samantha.
Have a nice weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.